very blessed Thursday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. It is certainly an honor to be with you in prayer, in faith, and all that's good with God. Let's begin this morning's program with the song that says there is a reason that we wake up in the morning. There is a reason why God gives us a mission and a purpose and wakes up our body in the morning to bring godliness into others. Please join with Unspoken on Their Reason.
This year's felt like four seasons of winter, and you'd give anything to feel the sun always reaching, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are His child, and don't you forget, He put that hunger in your heart.
Never think that the promises made in the Bible are just for that generation. They are for us as well and future generations. They are as important now as they were thousands of years ago. Please join with Torrin Wells and Jen Johnson on their wonderful Famous Four.
Over and over.
You wake up in the morning and already thank God for allowing you and all the parts of your body to work so you can go out and bring joy into others. Did you say, thank you, God, for giving me another day? This is the day the Lord has made. In other words, as we are messengers, sing, God be the glory.
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope. Ashes for beauty, joy for my morning, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Strength for my weakness, pain for my healing, let this be my story, to God be the glory. Oh, oh, oh. You love me at my best. Love me in my mess, God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure, your promises endure, you make a way for me. When my heart can find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put
You know, today is June the 13th. Normally, the number 13 for a lot of us is not a good luck number, but in Judaism, 13 is the number that stands for the 13 attributes of God, the 13 qualities of God that allow us to become righteous, that allow us to become closer to God. So 13 is a lucky number, and it should be a lucky number for all of us on this beautiful, beautiful day. Bring God closer to your heart and bring God into your mind and your soul so you can bring the love of God into others. Please join with the wonderful words of Mike Todd when he talks about distance from God.
And some of us have been trying to reach God from across the room. Some of us have kept God at an arm's length, been like, God, I'll do my thing over here, but when you need me, you know how to really get me. And God says these next instructions of crazy faith may be coming in whispers. They may have to be something that you only get after 5 or 6 days in my presence. It may be something that I only give when you shut off your iTunes and the radio and the Instagram, and for the next week and a half, you drive in silence. Why? Because I want to be close. I want to hear you. I want to sense you. I want to feel you. I want to know you, because I will not miss the next thing you want to do in my life, because there was too much space.
On this Thursday, if your dreams and goals are not closer, in your opinion, than they were on Monday, don't forget and acknowledge that we work in God's time, not ours. Be faith-filled, please realize that each and every day, God gives us a new set of mercy and grace, new manna from heaven, new daily bread. Join with Danny Gokey on his wonderful Haven't Seen It Yet.
Have you been praying? You still have no answers. Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you had through so many tears? Don't forget the things that He's done before. Remember, He can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn, all His promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. He had the solution before you had the problem.
still yet to come.
How do you make things happen quicker in your life in God's time? You always, always put God first in everything that we do and everything that we say. God comes before anything. Join with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't want to love what the world loves. I don't want to chase what the world does. I only want you. Kingdom's all I wanna see.
Please realize that we may not understand where we are in this life now, but when things begin to happen, when God answers our prayers, we will realize why God made us wait. Please listen to the Collingswood family on their beautiful Your Ways Are Higher Than Mine.
It's not what I prayed for. It's not what I wanted. It's not something I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing. I'm placing it all in your hands. Your ways are higher than mine. I want mountains to move, but you want me to climb. So I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. Your ways are higher than
we know that God leads us down the paths that we need to go. God opens the doors that we need to go through. God makes things happen. Prayer, my friends, changes things. Please join with Michael W. Smith on his wonderful Waymaker.
Miracle work, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Please realize that we are who God says we are. God has known us before we were born, and God certainly knows us now. We are as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows each and every one of us individually. Please sing along with Lauren Daigle on her beautiful You Say.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
It is so important that each and every day, as soon as we wake up, we say, thank you, God, for allowing another day. Thank you, God, for allowing me to bring blessings into others, because we know that there are those in our community who pray for things that we take for granted. Please be a godliness influence in them so they can be blessed and bless their community in return. Join with Marshall Hall on his wonderful Thanks.
Strength you give, simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give, I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change, and since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks, sing it with me, church, now thanks, thanks.
Oh,
And if this day isn't as well as you want it to be, there is always tomorrow. There is always a new set of prayers that God gives us, like God gives in the Bible each and every day, one day at a time, the manna from heaven, not a week at a time, not a month at a time, but each day, because God wants us to know that each and every day, God will be with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. There will always, always be, as Blessing Offer sings, brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never lived through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Yes, I swear that love will find you in your pain.
But when you go to bed at night, give your problems to God. They will be with us tomorrow and the next day. But we need to sleep. We need to rejuvenate. We need to renew. But God never sleeps. God never slumbers. But we need to. So at night, say, here, God, here are my troubles. Here are my tribulations. Please work on them as I sleep. So in the morning, you can let me know when I pray to you, when I have a conversation with you, when you become my friend for another day, that you can help me solve all the problems in any aspect of my life. In other words, as Jeremy Camp sings, out of my hands.
Every day. escape this never-ending pressure. Tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never treasure. With eyes wide open now I finally see. It's here that I find my life was never mine at all. You're still the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never strong enough. Only you can take this out of my hands, out of my hands. You're greater than all my sorrows, worthy of all my trust. Thank you, Lord, that this is out of my hands, out of my hands. When it feels like all of this pain is never gonna end,
hope everyone is having a wonderful June. Do you remember last summer, the biggest inspirational song was Terry Ann's Big God? I heard it everywhere that I went. Let's bring that song back. Please join and clap and sing with Terry Ann on her Big God.
They think that I'm all by myself in this fight, but they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God. My world in it. his hands, the monsters I face. Don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him.
Feel a little bit lost. We know that this summertime, our schedules are not as normal as they normally are, during the rest of the year. But if you feel a little bit lost, no fear. Let your heart not be troubled. God knows where you are, and God knows where you need to go. Just be a friend to God, like you have friends, you have family, and don't we certainly all want a friend? A God that we can speak to, that is certainly the answer is yes. Join with Natalie Grant and Corey Asbury on their beautiful You Will Be Found.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
So let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stay, you can reach out your hand.
And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. To let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, and you will be found.
It is so important to be covered with the armor of God, whether that's a shirt or a hat that says something godly, like not luck, just God, or not today, Satan, like I wear. It's so important to cover yourself so you can be protected from the slings and arrows that just life brings you. And you know who did that? Noah did that. And we can be a modern day Noah. Cover ourselves so the rain doesn't get through. On that, have a blessed Thursday, everybody. The 13th, remember, a lucky number. And I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.